Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
And Vince.
It's high noon and we're back by popular demand. It's the Ben and Vince Show.
The Ben and Vince Show. And who is included in that popular demand that you're referring to?
People keep asking me, like, oh, when's there going to be a new episode? Can I be on episode? When's there going to be a new episode?
Wow, all right. I guess that sounds like popular.
So I told them, no, you can't be on it.
that's exactly right. But we're on it. We're here.
Yeah, we're back.
As usual.
As on our regularly scheduled next episode.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've gone much longer in between episodes, haven't we? How long has it been?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Yeah, maybe 6-7 months.
Has it been 6-7 months?
Well,
it's been at least 3 months.
How old is your son? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the time of this live broadcast, 3 months and 4 days.
All right.
All right.
So how's he doing?
You know, overall, awesome. Super great. Cute. Smart. Strong baby. Yeah. He smiles a lot. Flails around his arms a lot. He can roll over from his stomach to his back. Pretty good.
Wow.
He likes to grab things. He likes to, listen to sounds and see bright colors.
Wow.
I mean, don't we all?
Yeah, we do.
He's a lot bigger. He's like probably like 14 pounds or so now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's very squirmy. He does not super enjoy being held, which is kind of annoying. But yeah, not super great at like he kind of like forgot how to eat sometimes or in certain contexts.
What do you mean?
You know how sometimes you just don't know how to eat.
That hasn't happened to me recently.
Right. Maybe 29 or so years ago.
Yeah.
No, probably not. He had to switch over to bottle feeding, and I think he got a little confused.
Oh, I see.
But, so you have to kind of, like, trick him into it.
Yeah, right.
Which is, like, very nerve-wracking. But anyway.
Typical.
Yeah. So... anyway, yeah, doing great, doing great.
How good is he at podcasting?
Oh, maybe he can make a special guest appearance toward the end. I think he's playing with his grandma right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you got you got some little time off work?
Yeah. I'm in my my second period of parental leave, a longer period, which is kind of nice, actually, being off work, even though it's not, like, less stressful, I guess, but different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of weird going back. I kind of left a bunch of crap unfinished when I left, and, like, in a way that, like, other people are going to have to finish it from work, I mean. So, that's cool.
Well.
But, yeah.
Yeah. How long are you off this time?
4 weeks. So, it's been, like, I guess it's been almost 2 weeks now. Oh, boy, has it really been almost 2 weeks already? Jesus. You know, you got to appreciate every moment.
Yeah.
It just fly by. How's everything over there in on the left coast?
Yeah, the left coast is a little bit on fire, but it's calming down a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You got a hike?
I did go on a hike.
To survey the devastation wrought by the giant fires?
Let's see. The last time I went on a hike, it was actually before the most recent giant fires.
I see.
Although one of them had already started, and we were trying not to get burned by it.
Is this the one that joined up with the other one?
No, it's the one that's like, I guess it's the one that's in Yosemite now, or not anymore, but it was in Yosemite.
Okay. Moved on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty standard stuff.
Pretty standard.
The water is warmer than ever.
Oh, yeah?
So it's feeling very tropical.
You mean the ocean water?
Yeah.
And great news.
Probably because we're just like taking all of the water that we get from up north and dumping it in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
I don't know if I heard about that.
Well, you know, it's like we have all these wildfires and it's so dry, and it's just because the Democratic governor, Jerry Brown, is just taking all the water that we get from up north and dumping it into the Pacific Ocean.
Oh. This sounds like reliable information.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you can't trust the president, who can you trust?
Oh, I see. I see where this information is coming from. Oh, man. You know, I don't stay on top of local news and news in locales other than my own.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what's new around here in Oklahoma City.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, I did, I did bring the baby with me because, you know, he falls asleep on car rides, so.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be a good time to.
Good way to get a few hours of sleep in.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get an appearance from him a little later. Coming up. Get hyped. I haven't been doing anything else at all, really, besides work when I was still at work, and then baby stuff.
Right.
Maybe it's not too different from from before. Not doing anything, but so I don't know that I've watched I did watch the new Arrested Development.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that, right?
I don't think so.
Because it's been 6 or 7 months. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was not good.
It's better than season 4.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was better. I thought it was pretty much exactly the same.
No, it's definitely better.
If you say so.
I mean, what is not good about it?
I mean, just all the same things that were not good about the previous one, I guess, other than the fact that they at least are all in, like, the same room.
Yeah, I feel like that was the main thing that was bad.
That was one thing that was bad. Well, also, like, Lindsay was, like, super weird, but...
You know. Right. I mean, you know, people change.
Yeah. but, no, I mean, the same problems of, like, you know, too much freedom. It's the Netflix problem. You know, they just, when you have, when you're allowed to let your episode go like 28 minutes long.
Right. I thought they cut down on it a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. And it's just like, when it's 22 minutes, then every single second is like a joke. You know?
Yeah,
they had,
yeah.
They had to cut all the ones that weren't quite as good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, whereas here it's like, let's take 5 minutes for some, you know, stupid bit that's not really that great. But, you know. I mean, I liked, I thought Maybe was really good.
It's weird how she's like our age now instead of our age before.
You mean like she was always our age, but now she's our age at the age that we are now as opposed to the age we were then?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel that way about yourself?
Well, no, I've always been my age.
Sure. Do you feel that way about me?
I mean, we're the same person, really.
That's right. Yeah, and I thought, like, George Michael had some good lines, too.
Yeah,
I kind of forgot that Michael was like that he was sometimes intentionally funny in the original series.
What do you mean?
Well, like they actually give them some, like the characters make some jokes, which I had kind of forgotten about.
Yeah,
which was good. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I just wasn't too thrilled. Didn't think it was that funny. But
you gonna watch the second half of the season?
I guess I will. I guess I'm locked into this.
Who do you think? What do you think happened to Lucille too?
Oh my God! See, that's the other thing. Like, do I care about this? You know.
What if the answer is really funny?
Okay. I mean, yeah, some of the like plot level things also were like not that funny to me. Like I guess whatever was happening with George Sr. and Oscar or something. You know, like
that was, I don't remember.
Like he was taking estrogen pills or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Like that, yeah, I don't know. Will Arnett got a lot older, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's okay. Life goes on.
Also, all the cast members are sexist to...
Oh, yes.
What's her name, except for Maybe. Yes.
That ruined my whole enjoyment of the entire thing.
It's annoying that, like, Jason Bateman seems to be, like, an even more exaggerated version of Michael Bluth in real life.
You think so?
Like, just very, like, you know, full of himself.
Yeah, he's kind of a weirdo, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just, like, seen him on talk shows occasionally.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I guess that's right. That sounds right.
I saw Game Night. I thought that was pretty good.
Game Night? What was Game Night?
It's a movie about a game night.
About a game night. This is not The House?
No, it's him and Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams?
Yeah.
Is it comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, does she know how to do comedy?
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was Rachel McAdams.
Oh, yeah, and all the stuff with, like, Ron Howard, that was kind of weird and not that funny. You know?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it stars Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams and follows a group of friends whose game night turns into a real-life mystery after one of them is kidnapped by apparent burglars.
Apparent?
Apparent burglars.
Well, I would describe them as apparent kidnappers.
Well, or I mean, they broke into the house first, so...
That's the definition of burglary?
Isn't it?
I thought it was stealing.
Well, they stole a person.
Right. I see. So they have the breaking and entering, and theft adds up to one burglary.
Apparently.
Is this a common sort of genre now of like comedy where, well, okay, I was about to use such generic terms as to, you know, make the statement contentless, but yeah, is it a genre of a comedy where like a mundane situation spirals into a outlandish situation?
I don't know. What, how's it a mundane situation?
Game night.
Oh, I guess.
No, maybe specifically a like true crime related situation.
I think they went into this game night with the expectation that it wouldn't be mundane, which you know became a point of you know that sort of escalates the whole thing.
And somebody planned the kidnapping. Well, somebody planned it. What?
Go sit back where you were sitting a minute ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't move.
Okay, well, tell the dolphin to move.
Yo, dolphin, you're blocking the signal. Is he still blocking the signal?
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
So you like game night?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, what else do you have to talk about today?
I don't know. We can get into some phone calls if you want.
Oh, I think I saw a few lighting up the boards.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and get into some phone calls.
Yeah, we're going as a little bit of a lightning round than is in store today because I don't have too much time. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I understand when you've got 4 weeks off of work, it can get pretty hectic.
Things pile up, you know.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I am. I am back. I moved, I finally got that dolphin out of the chair. It's pretty slippery.
All right,
we're on break.
At PharmaCare Pharmacies, it's our women who make the difference.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm a pharmacist here at PharmaCare.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm a long-term care pharmacist at PharmaCare.
Hi, I'm Leslie. I'm a registered dietitian at PharmaCare.
Hi, I'm Lori, clinical nurse liaison with PharmaCare.
PharmaCare Hawaii is proud of our amazing women pharmacists, nurses, and dietitians. Whether it's your refill prescriptions to hard-to-find medications or infusion, trust the most preferred local pharmacy. PharmaCare Hawaii. Care done right.
Cycles, blackjack, classic vinyl, tough girl, what I had to be. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. And oh, that's when he gave to me. With his gun and his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said, shoot. Oh, my daddy said, shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he swore in on the Bible. My daddy said, shoot. Oh, my daddy said, shoot.
Welcome back, everyone, from the break. We're here, back again on the Benjamin Show, ready for more excitement and summer fun.
Yeah.
Vince, we're going to take some calls, but before we do that, do you know, can you tell me what the weather's going to be like?
I feel like I'm on info flow right now. Before we get to the announcements, please stand for the pledge.
Okay, I'm standing.
I'm not standing.
Oh, you should be exiled.
Oh, well.
Hang on. Are you in fact, not only not standing, but kneeling?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My value system cannot abide this.
You should re-examine your value system.
Interesting point. I'll do that on my own time. In the meantime, I still respect you for your integrity.
Thank you.
All right, so.
Partly sunny, high of 75, chance of afternoon showers.
Great. I will plan accordingly. And this forecast was brought to you by the Sharper Image. Out of business since 2008.
All right. Thanks, Sharper Image. Thank you, Ben. Let's get into some phone calls.
And if you'd like to give feedback on that weather forecast part of the show, whether you liked it or thought that it was not good, please do. Please call in. We wanna know how you felt about that particular segment, the weather corner. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get to the phones. Did you just give out the number? Because I haven't given it out yet.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. If you'd like to give the feedback, as I just suggested, that number is 862-234-0491.
Very professional. Okay, here we go. First caller. All right. Second caller. One more time.
Hello.
Hold on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
That's it.
All right. That's what's on the people's minds.
Okay. Well. Third caller.
Hey guys, it's Bobby from Manchester, New Hampshire. Listen, can you guys please discuss Praga University? I want to know what that is. Okay, bye.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what that is?
Bobby. What?
Yeah, Bobby wants to know what Prager University is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. Are you?
No.
All right, Bobby. There you have it.
Should we Google it? Do you think it's Sam Prager's university?
Interesting. Would that, you know, you think it's like for profit?
It's an American nonprofit organization that creates videos on various political, economic, and philosophical topics from a conservative perspective.
Interesting. Does not sound like a university to me.
Despite having a university in its name, PragerU is not an academic institution, does not hold classes, and does not grant certifications or diplomas. Certifications, as some people might call them.
But are there graduates? I guess maybe those videos you could consider graduates of Prager U.
I guess not.
Well, with the information
videos on PragerU have defended capitalism, argued against the minimum wage, argued that gun ownership is a right, and argued that the media cannot be trusted.
Wait, but it is the media.
It generally does not cover contemporary American politics, as they are covered by news outlets.
Okay.
In one video, a presenter argues that, quote, racism, bigotry, xenophobia, homophobia, and Islamophobia are, quote, meaningless buzzwords.
Interesting choice of phobias to discuss. I mean, what about, like, arachnophobia?
That's a meaningful buzzword.
Yeah, I mean, spiders are taking over our country. We need to do something about it.
Wow, this sounds pretty bad.
It doesn't sound good. I mean, you know, just right off the bat, the name seems probably intentionally misleading.
Well, it's founded by this guy, Dennis Prager, who's a nationally syndicated conservative talk radio show host and writer.
Well, when we say nationally syndicated, do we mean via Prager University?
That's a good question.
Do you think he's related to Sam Prager or Dennis Hastert?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah. We should find out.
I'm trying. Wikipedia has a whole section on his views.
On his views, specifically.
Yeah.
He could be on our show.
I know.
He's got views.
All right, Dennis Prager, if you're listening, call right in. 862-234-0491.
Tell us your views.
We're ready to write you off.
Oh, yeah.
He's got He's got a new movie coming out called No Safe Spaces, so we'll be happy to have you come on and plug that a little bit.
What do you mean, a movie? Like, he wrote a movie? Or he appeared
in a
movie?
It's a documentary which features him and Adam Carolla.
Oh, man. What's up with that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Close the book on Adam Carolla. Is that it for calls?
No, we got one more call.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, one second.
Hi, I'm a concerned West LA resident, and I would really like to hear your thoughts on the purple threat that is endangering our schools. I really think that people turn to you for advice and sense of direction in this world, so I would really like you to weigh in. Thanks.
Do you want to weigh in on the purple threat, then?
Well, first I want to say that voice sounds awfully familiar to me, unlike Bobby's voice, which I don't recognize at all. But I actually didn't... What threat? What was the word before threat?
It sounded like you said the purple threat.
The purple threat. I couldn't tell if it was the triple threat.
Well, it did get transcribed as the triple threat, so maybe that is what she said.
And she's calling from West LA, which... where that would seem relevant.
Why is that relevant in West LA?
Oh, maybe. Okay, well, that is my ignorance of California geography. Is that where Hollywood is or no?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but why? I mean, it depends on your definition of West LA.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, a triple threat commonly refers to a person who has three different talents, and they're usually like acting, dancing, and singing or something.
Oh. See, I don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, and you live there.
I know, but I'm real ignorant. Like, I don't know anything about... People are always talking about, you know, doing acting stuff, and I don't even know how any of it works.
How any of it works? Well, you just pretend.
Really? Yeah, I pretend to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you're maybe what we would usually call, like, a Nolary threat, but...
I got podcasting. Is that one?
That's like a negative threat. Well, yeah, so how is that affecting the world? Is that the question? Or California?
I think she said it's threatening our schools.
Our schools?
Oh, it's endangering our schools.
Endangering our schools. Well, if she says it, then I'm inclined to believe it. I mean, I don't know how, you know, actors are endangering schools by coming in there and telling the kid to act.
I saw 21 Jump Street recently.
Okay.
That took place in a school.
Yeah. What's your point?
I don't know. Do you think Beverly Hills High School is going to explode?
Based on that movie?
Just if we don't stop the purple threat.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's consider what if she was talking about the purple threat. I don't know what that is, but so no, it's not endangering schools.
Okay. So you don't think we should call Donald Trump and tell him to stop the purple threat?
I don't think you should talk to that guy at all. perhaps your governor, Jerry Brown, can help. Or maybe...
they'll probably just try to dump it in the ocean.
Yeah. Maybe that would work for this. You know? Sometimes, you know, what people are always talking about, you know, if you have a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. But sometimes you do have nails, you know? And it's the right thing to do.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
People forget that.
Yeah, in these troubled times. Absolutely. I have one thing to bring up before we can get a special guest appearance and then wrap it up. George, our faithful listener.
Yeah, what's up, George?
Yeah, he's not here.
Shout out to George.
Yeah, shout out. He texted me saying that he thought there's like 90 seconds of stand-up bit on the subject of the phrase color scheme. And he at first said he thought, you know, it would be a good Seinfeld bit. And I was like, I don't know, it sounds maybe
Wait,
more
just
like...
the phrase color scheme?
Yeah, you know, I mean, think about it. It's funny if you think about it.
I'm trying to think about it. Or well, should I not think about it because I want to be surprised by the bit?
Right. Well, so at first I was like, it doesn't quite sound like Seinfeld to me. Maybe more like Dimitri Martin or something. But then I was like, well, actually, I could hear it like, you know, why they call it a color scheme? You know, did orange and purple call a meeting to decide how to make your living room look terrible? That's my Seinfeld bit on the phrase color scheme.
That was like 9 seconds.
Yeah. Well, you know, it would go from there. I'm not a professional. And George, then I was thinking,
George, can you call in and give us the rest of the material, please?
Well, that was my interpretation of the prompt.
Okay.
He didn't offer one. And then I was continuing with what I thought the Dimitri Martin version would be like, which maybe be like, you know, it would go a little something like this. Yeah, I like how they call it a color scheme. You know, it's like green, you know, let's figure out how to rob this bank. Green, you distract the guards. Teal, you go into the vault. Mauve, you provide a subtle contrast that would look good by the window.
Okay, yeah. Now do it if it was Eddie Murphy.
Right. You know, color scheme. White people like to talk about color schemes. The only color scheme I had was the one that kept me out of the country club. That's not bad, actually. That one I just came up with. Okay. Anything else, or shall we go say hi to a special guest?
That's it.
All right. Let's move.
All right, we're going mobile.
We're going mobile. We'll see if he's
on the show on the move.
All right. Oh, we're having another special guest appearing in the background here. Is he talking right now?
He's not talking.
He's not talking.
He's doing
tummy
time.
Oh, he's on his stomach. Joel.
Well, I can roll him over and he
would
get tired. Should I do that?
Sure.
Okay. Roll
we want to get this on recording.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Joel.
That's not him.
I don't know if I can hear, if you can hear me.
He's just looking at me, smiling. He's too nervous. He knows he's on mic right now. Oh, you hear that?
Hey, Joel.
He can't hear you.
A little
upset. Oh, he's looking at your picture, Vince.
Oh my God.
He's reaching for that picture.
Go for it. Go for it, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
He clicked the button. He clicked the mouse.
He's coding.
Well, he may not.
Should I be saying arr as well?
That's me.
Arr.
All right. A little bit of a frustrated sound there. He makes some really cute sounds sometimes, but
okay,
you know, it depends on the mood.
We're going to roll you back over.
All right, well, that concludes this special guest appearance. We'll try to get him in a... What?
Like Kanye West with Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't get the reference.
Because he didn't talk, he just had silence.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Vince, can you weigh in on this?
I didn't watch it. I thought Kanye said something. I didn't watch it.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's now he's on his stomach, reaching. Well, looking at a little book.
Okay. Oh, there it is. It may be upside down, but that's okay.
I don't think he knows how to read.
You know what he's telling me?
He's telling me
it's upside down.
Flip it over.
Okay.
You know, it's hit and miss with these kind of things.
You and Kanye West, yay. It wouldn't be me.
These are some good jokes.
How's the fires out there?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Oh.
Ongoing, but maybe slightly diminishing.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine.
They're fine, says Ben. All right, there you go. He exists.
World premiere.
Mm-hmm.
International podcasting debut for Joel Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
Chang.
Joel J. Strauss, yes. Well, that about does it for today.
Is you name him after Jay? Chang?
No, a middle initial J, not name.
Yeah, but what does it stand for? Probably J.
No, it's a Chinese name.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
You think Jay Chang's not Chinese?
He's Taiwanese, I believe. But that's a question that's slightly open to interpretation, I guess. I went to his wedding. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Where
was it?
Seattle area, the greater Seattle area.
Was it a cool venue?
The venue was okay. I mean, the view from the venue was really good.
You see Mount Rainier?
No, it was like looking out onto the water.
The sound?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it was kind of facing north, so I guess that's probably still part of the sound. Yeah. Anyway, I better go hang out with that dude.
Yeah, I gotta go too.
Alright. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll get back to you in another amount of time.
That's right.
Until then, stay cool. Don't catch fire.
I'll tell you what to do.
Alright, fine. Well, I was addressing the listener, but anyway.
The singular listener.
The proverbial listener. The collective listener.
Yeah. I just love to collectively listen.
Alright, yeah, that's disgusting.
Wait, how's that disgusting?
I don't know. We'll see you next time on the Ben and Vince Show.
Bye, listeners.
Listener.
Bye.